Today is Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, and Newsline spoke with New York Archbishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Any dispensation for Valentine's Day? Cardinal, always great to have you here on the show. Ash Wednesday, also Valentine's Day. I know we've talked about this when Lent and St. Patrick's Day converge, but I have to ask, for those who are fasting, who are observing, any dispensation for a Valentine's Day meal?
Afraid not, but these days fish ain't bad, right?
Right.
Thanks, Bridget. It's good to be with you and Lenten blessings to you and the listeners. No, the discipline of the church is pretty clear that on Ash Wednesday we would abstain from meat and we wouldn't eat between meals. We'd have a day of fast. So we can still have a good time on St. Valentine's Day. The two are kind of allied. They're both about love. St. Valentine and Ash Wednesday is about love, God's love for us and our love for him and other people. So let's tie the two together. They don't have to exclude one another.
All right. I know you were on a breadline this morning at St. Francis of Assisi. Who are the people online there?
You know what? I try to go down there just to visit them. The Franciscans down at St. Francis of Assisi Parish on 31st Street do a splendid job. And so when I go, I'm always impressed. And usually, Bridget, when I'm there, there may be 200 people. Today, it's almost doubled. And they tell me that those who benefit from the breakfast that the Franciscans provide is increased because of the refugees and immigrants. But it's a good thing to do because, we always think of doing penance on Ash Wednesday and during Lent. We always think of more prayer, but we can't forget number three, more vigorous charity and outreach and love to others. And that's the kind of thing, feeding the poor. In fact, now, Bridget, I'm sitting in the parking lot at a prison because I'm going to visit the prisoners today and have Ash Wednesday Mass for them, which they appreciate. So those are the kind of things we try to do.
Oh, what prison?
Taconic. It's the women's prison, Taconic prison up here in Katona. And it's always beautiful. I try to get to the prisons four or five times a year. They take their faith seriously. Most of them are kind of humble by nature because they recognize what they've done. They appreciate the sacraments and the prayer and the visit. And I always tell them, hey, look, selfishly, when I stand before the Lord, he tells me what he's going to ask me. And one of them is going to be, when I was in prison, did you come see me? So I'm really helping myself in being here.
Right. Cardinal Dolan, you touched on this a little bit, but is the message for the faithful during this Lenten season that you need to give something up, or is it, as you've been talking about, doing something good?
Both of them, Bridget. And see, again, they blend together. Because when we do something good for another, that usually involves giving something up, like time, our money, our food, our energy. These are all the things we expend when we reach out in love to others. So we're kind of giving something up in our very acts of love and service to others. This was one of the purposes of penance, mortification. Yeah, it's to kind of tame the appetites and to bring them under the control of God's dominion. But it's also that when we kind of fast and all, we save a little money and then we can donate more to the poor. So it all kind of blends together in a nice divine symphony.
And Cardinal, before we go, we hear studies from time to time saying people aren't as religious as they used to be. And yet, there we were, Super Bowl Sunday, there were a number of ads targeted at the faithful for prayer apps and such.
I was surprised to see that, too. And I kind of took a little consolation from that, Bridget, because I'm thinking, hey, these are the world's best marketers. And they know if they're telling us that people are hungry for God and for spirituality, faith, religion, well, maybe things aren't that bad. It's usually, people are always saying with all the difficulties we got in the world, whenever we have times of crisis and trauma, faith goes up because we kind of go, we're sort of at our wit's end and we say, what are we going to do? For God's sake, what are we going to do? Well, you just said it. For God's sake, we got to do something. And he's going to come through for us. And that's kind of what Lent's all about. So,
well, we don't need an app. We have Cardinal Dolan with us right here on Newsline.
Way to go, Bridget. Good to be with you. Lenten blessings. Hope I talk to you at Easter.
All right. I hope we do. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.